This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in England. I'm with Sebastian from Diota. They have an augmented reality solution for industry. So, Sebastian, do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. So we are Diota, from a startup from France, and we are specialized in developing AR solutions for the industry to help them to improve their maintenance, training, quality control, or assembly procedures, and basically to help them so that they have a better, more efficient work on the shop floor with less errors and improved results.
Okay, so we're talking about overlaying a, if you like, a digital world onto the physical world?
Yes, exactly. So what we do is we allow our customers to superimpose virtual information directly on the real object, which could be, for example, an engine. So what they can do is they can visualize different assembly steps for this engine using augmented reality by visualizing different virtual parts of this engine on top of the real engine using a tablet or a projective system. And so the worker working on the engine can see exactly when he has to install what element at what place at what time.
Okay, and as he does the work, he can kind of tick off that he's done the work, so you've got traceability, that kind of thing?
We have also traceability, so our solution allows the worker to indicate by doing comments or screenshots or indicating conformity of different pieces that have been installed, how the whole assembly took place. All this data is stored and can then be made available using PDFs, or can also be sent back to PLM back offices, where it can then be used to create more elaborate reporting in the company.
Okay, so you mentioned you have a solution with a tablet that you can see the, if you like, the virtual reality or the augmented reality on the tablet, but I think you've also got a projector-based system.
Yes, exactly. Our software is running on tablets, but also on projection system. And this is actually very important, because a lot of use cases, the worker has to have his hands free to work, actually, to assemble, to maintain, to work with the object. And in that case, he cannot hold the tablet. So, therefore, we created a projective system that allows to project the same information with the same software directly on top of the object, and the user can work with the object, but also has all the all the information visualized in front of him.
Okay, and you know, when you see that, the person is in front of the machine part or whatever, and it kind of projects just next to it.
Yes. So.
So just for the people who are listening, you kind of see a projection of what it is needs to be done actually on the machine part. So if they're working in front of a fuselage of an aircraft, they actually see what they have to do on the fuselage.
So for example, today they have big airplane panels where they have to install hundreds of different screws or rivets with different types and diameters. So what they do today actually is quite manual. These processes, they're not automatized. So they actually draw on the panel where the different screws or rivets have to be installed.
Okay.
Then they install them, and then they have to remove all the drawings, because these drawings cannot remain for the further procedures. So today we can actually remove these processes by just projecting all this information directly on the airplane panel, and the worker can directly start to install all the different screws or rivets without the need of drawing for like 1 or 2 hours all the information on it.
And can the system actually detect when the screw has been installed?
This is a very good question. So today we have assisted, or we have procedures that can allow the worker to validate that screws have been installed. It's not yet automatic. This is something we are working on, but this is actually a quite complex task to fulfill, but this is clearly something we are looking in.
Okay, that's great. Obviously, this is a this is a big business industry type solution. What sort of money are we talking if you wanted to buy a solution like this?
We are talking at reasonable price. Since this is a solution for the industry, it depends on the use case and the complexity of the deployment.
Okay.
So there's not a single number I can tell you, unfortunately, but we would be happy to get in touch with, or if you could get the listeners could get in touch with us, and then we would give more precise information about this.
Look, that's great, Sebastian. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Andrew.